My God Shall Supply, Philippians 4:19, by Maria Fontaine.
I often write in my posts about our spiritual needs as God's children, and how important they are to our well-being, both in this life and the next. That is always the highest and most essential need in order to fulfill the two most important purposes of this earth life: to love Jesus and to love those around us. However, we also have physical needs: food, clothing, shelter, and the supply of other material things that we need to live day by day and do the things He is asking us to do, which includes whatever He shows each of us personally to do to prepare for the future. God is the only one who knows what our future holds, and He alone can lead us and cause all things to work together for our good. Nothing in this world is ever completely secure. As David expressed, "The only truly safe place is in the center of God's will." When it comes to your future and how to prepare for it, no one can tell you what the best approach is for your specific situation. That is something that only Jesus can speak to your heart about, and He will bless you as you follow Him. As disciples of Jesus, our priority continues to be seeking first His kingdom and doing our best to closely follow what He shows us to do in our situations. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Making this our priority puts us in a position to trust Him to fulfill His promises. Everything we need will be provided as we look to Him for guidance, do what He shows us to do, and take all our needs and cares to Him in prayer. Due to the high rate of inflation and current downturns in the economies of many countries, many people are struggling financially. Reports have stated that many Americans are living paycheck to paycheck and have little or no savings. Some European countries are facing high inflation, resulting in many people struggling to pay their bills and even having to ration the use of heating in their homes. The last few years have probably been challenging financially for many of you as well. We greatly admire how you continue to follow the Lord and demonstrate faith and resilience despite the challenges of providing for yourselves, your children and grandchildren, or your aging parents, or meeting the various medical needs that can come up as you grow older. Peter and I want to suggest that we unite in prayer for these many needs. We believe that as we bring our need to Jesus through our prayers, He will work in each situation to provide for us in the way He knows is best. How He will choose to bring the answers to our prayers will rest in His hands. As Grandmother Berg said, "Our part is to pray with expectancy. It often takes impossible situations for God to do miracles, but we can trust that He has a plan and a purpose that will work together for our good. Sometimes we may have to pray as Jesus prayed, 'Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.' But no matter what situation we find ourselves in, we know that He will never leave us nor forsake us." Peter expressed this well. As Christians, we are blessed to bring our needs, worries, and concerns to God. He wants us to rely on Him in every area of our lives, including for our financial needs. Yes, we have to do our part, and part of doing our part is bringing our needs to Him in prayer. We show our dependence on God by praying for finances, by asking Him to abundantly supply, by being specific in prayer. As His children, we know that He loves us. He cares for us, and He has promised to provide for us. That gives us great peace. One of my favorite verses when it comes to finances is Matthew 6:33. "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." We don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. No matter how challenging the times we are facing become, the Lord never fails to care for His own, and He is able to provide and do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to His power at work within us. If you are facing financial challenges, or if you are concerned for family members or loved ones who are, you can take heart in the Lord's many promises. Of course, a part of following the Lord's guidance involves being good stewards of what He has given us. Being frugal is a part of our respect for God. That is not being miserly, but rather it is being wise in following His leading. Peter wrote a very good letter on this topic in the series, The Formula of Five, and it would be wise to periodically review the points he presents. I hope the following verses encourage your faith that God will supply all our needs as we do our part through trust, prayer, faith, and following whatever God shows us to do. Not only can God supply, He wants us to ask Him to supply. He already knows what we need, but as we acknowledge Him and do what He asks us to do to the best of our ability, He will take care of us as He has promised. Isn't it comforting to know that He is fully aware of our personal situations and needs, and that as we acknowledge our need and look to Him for His help, He delights in giving us all that is needed and for our good? Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Matthew 6:33. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Philippians 4:6. Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Therefore, do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat?" Or, "What shall we drink?" Or, "What shall we wear?" For your Heavenly Father knows that you need these things. Matthew 6:8-31-32. Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. 1 Peter 5:7. God's ability to provide is not limited by world conditions. The Lord is able to supply even in times of trouble and famine, or in a financial crisis. Consider Elijah and the widow of Zarephath. Those impossible circumstances did not limit God. The only things that were needed were faith and obedience. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. Psalm 37:18-19. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? Luke 12:24. Peter and I are greatly encouraged by these verses. We are praying for your finances, for TFI's finances, for the needs of your ministries, and for the Lord to supply for you in every way. We lift you up to the Lord in our prayer times and ask for His loving mercy and the provision of your every need. Will you join us in praying for financial supply and stability? Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Thank you, dear family.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.